Vail's CEO, Rob Katz, reported to investors Thursday in a conference call concerning the fiscal year that ended on July 31st. Katz said they completed the year with so-called EBITDA revenues of $593.4 million. That acronym is Earnings Before Interest, Tax, Depreciation, and Amortization. This year's figure is an increase of 31.1% over the previous year. Katz said there were several reasons for their success.
Our results were driven by our world-class network, the acquisition of Whistler Blackcomb, and strong results across our resort locations. Our season pass program continued to drive both growth and stability, with season pass revenue increasing 32.9% compared to the prior year, including Whistler Blackcomb results in fiscal 2017.
In Park City, Katz reported that their investment to create the largest ski resort in the U.S. led to a double-digit growth in their EBITDA rate, and the resort continues to stir excitement among skiers. He said their Colorado resorts achieved incremental growth despite some drawbacks, mainly the poor early season and the late timing of Easter. Elsewhere, Tahoe had significant growth and record revenues. Another major source of good news, he said, was Vail's acquisition of Whistler Blackcomb, which took place before the onset of the last winter season.
In its first year as part of Vail Resorts, Whistler Blackcomb delivered outstanding results that were well above our expectations, benefiting from excellent conditions throughout the season and a low Canadian dollar relative to the U.S. dollar, driving significant destination growth from the U.S. and other international guests.
The company's chief operating officer, Michael Barkin, reported that, including Whistler Blackcomb, the total skier visits increased a little over 20%, but visits for their U.S. resorts declined nearly 5.5%, again due to the problems encountered in Colorado and the timing of Easter. The company also reported it's very pleased with the season pass sales so far for the 2017-18 snow year. Through this September 24th, the North American season pass sales increased about 17% in number of tickets and 23% in dollars over the same period last year. They said they are continuing to move people to buy season passes earlier. For the next fiscal year of 2018, they expect that their EBITDA revenues will be between $652 and $682 million. Vail also announced last June that it had acquired Still Mountain Resort in Vermont. Katz said the acquisition will be available to pass holders this season.
We plan to integrate Stowe next spring and summer in advance of the 2018-2019 season, but Epic Pass and Epic Local Pass holders will still be able to access Stowe this coming season.
Finally, Katz said they are continuing their green efforts.
This summer, we announced our epic promise for a zero footprint, our ambitious goal to reach zero net emissions, zero waste to landfill, and zero net operating impact to forests and habitat by 2030. The natural environments in which we operate are our business, and we have a special obligation to protect them. As a growing global company so deeply connected to the outdoors, we are making a commitment to address the most pressing global environmental challenges and protect and sustain our local communities and natural resources. Through improved business practices, capital investment, and continued innovation and environmental stewardship, we are setting a goal of achieving a zero net operating footprint by 2030.
Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.